This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces are gearing up for a ground assault in the southern city of Rafah. Israel has ordered Palestinian residents to move even further south over the course of the war. But now there's nowhere obvious to go, prompting the UN to warn against the mass displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
They tell you there's a safe place, but on the way they bomb people, Deeb Ghanem says. Many Palestinians say they fear a new Nakba, or catastrophe. That's when 700,000 Palestinians were dispossessed from their homes during the Arab-Israeli War of 1948. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned of mass displacement for months.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday Israel should not proceed with a military operation in Rafah without a plan to ensure the safety of the roughly 1 million people sheltering there, the White House said. Biden's call with Netanyahu came days after the U.S. leader told reporters that Israel's response in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza was over the top. The call also focused on ongoing efforts to secure the release of hostages taken by the Islamist group Hamas in its October 7th attack on Israel, the White House said. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Fireworks lit up Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor on Sunday as the city celebrated the second day of the Lunar New Year. This year's festivities mark Hong Kong's first Lunar New Year celebration since pandemic restrictions were lifted. This